Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes as we go deeper into specifically Stephen's sermon from Acts chapter 7. And it will be the sermon that leads to his martyrdom, as we said yesterday. We've arrived in verse 44. Let me just read a few verses here to try to just relate to you what Stephen is relaying to his audience. His audience, remember, a Jewish audience who is understanding the story as their own chronological history. And so I'll read it. Let's read it with that in mind. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he appointed. There's a capital H there in the New King James to try to tell you that it's God that appoints the tabernacle, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for the God of Jacob. And we'll stop there for just a second. Basically, just a retelling of the tabernacle story. It's given to Moses. They bring it with them after Moses is dead. They carry it with Joshua into the land of Canaan until David, and then it's David that transitions from tabernacle mentality to temple mentality. But God won't let David be the builder of the temple. Stephen transitions with the conjunction, but in verse 47, but Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things?" And this is a direct quote from the 66th chapter, which is the last chapter of the book of Isaiah. Of course, they weren't quoting chapter and verse. They were just quoting the end of the book. And it's interesting to me that as you read the book of Isaiah, it opens with, I'm tired of the sacrifices, your new moons and your Sabbaths make me sick. It proceeds to come, let's reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. As you progress through the book, you get God showing the various stages of judgment on Israel before arriving in what we know to be Jesus. Surely he's wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And then right after Jesus, we have God telling us, I'll be angry with you for a moment, but it won't last. And that, I believe, is the judgment against the Mosaic system in AD 70. And then the book closes in Isaiah 66 with God saying, how are you going to make me a building? How are you going to make me a place of rest? So it's shocking to me that so many still advocate the return of a physical temple in Jerusalem as if God wants to move into a building, having already moved out of a building. Why would he move back into one? And Stephen says the same thing. Now remember, he's talking to a Jewish audience. He's wanting to let them know that, hey, God's not living in your temple in Jerusalem. They very much thought God was. Jesus said he had left their house to them desolate. Stephen says the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. And that'll be the last point that Stephen makes before turning to his audience and really giving the real death blow, the big statement of verse 51, which I'll save for tomorrow. But you're about to see a real brief, I don't even know if you want to call it an invitation, because he never really invites them to receive Christ. That's not the point of his sermon. He's warning them about a pending judgment, and he's letting them know why it's going to happen. But I just want to emphasize one more time before I go, Stephen and the early Christians did not put stock in the physical temple. They did not believe that God wanted to live there. If he didn't want to live there then, he doesn't want to live there now. He already has a temple. Paul would build upon this in 1 Corinthians 6 and declare the believer to be the temple. We'll get into the end of that message tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.